So, I just came out of getting my COVID vaccine, and I was a little bit hesitant to get it. I had heard some mixed comments on the side effects it could have, and there's just so much information out there these days. It's really hard to know what's true and what isn't. But my really smart friend told me that if I wanted any chance of getting dicked down real good, I would probably, well, I should probably consider getting the vaccination. Something about COVID being just as sexy as gonorrhea. And that really struck a nerve for me. So I've gotten my vaccination and I'm feeling pretty fucking great, to be honest. They had a little form that said that I might feel tired or a bit like I have a small cold or I could have a headache or maybe even get nauseous. But that hasn't been my experience at all. And I just thought I would tell you a little bit about how my afternoon went after I got the vaccination. Certainly it takes a bit of time to start working on you. So I had already been out and about for a couple hours. I had gotten lunch and did a bit of grocery shopping, and I think that's probably when the symptoms started kicking in. So I'm pushing my cart around the shop and I'm down the cereal aisle and my body starts to get warm and kind of melty feeling. It's that I'm hot shit and things are great feeling. I'm feeling really good about myself all of a sudden, and it's not like I wasn't feeling good about myself before, but this is a heightened version. And I think to myself, that must be what medical safety feels like, you know? Anyway, I didn't think much more about that. I just figured, weird. But I occasionally get into that feeling anyway, so it's not unexpected. But when I get to the freezer aisle, and I see this guy who is built a little bit like a brick shithouse. He's thick and he's kind of short, but I can see that he works out because he's wearing a tank top to show off his arms. One of those ones that cuts really low, so you can see the ribs underneath and everything. It leaves just enough to the imagination that I feel myself getting a little bit awkward, to be honest. I'm feeling really hot and almost flush at this point, but I'm feeling good. And his legs look a little bit like tree trunks, and I would love to just grind on his thigh a bit because it looks steady. And I don't manage to avert my eyes fast enough, and he catches me looking at him, and I feel myself go deep red with embarrassment. And he gives me a little bit of a smile, and I pretend like I was hoping to get into that cabinet he was just in and give him a bit of a smile back. And as he walks away, my mind is thinking about how good it would have felt if he had put his hand on my throat and pushed me up against the freezer door. So I could feel the coolness of that on my back, which would just emphasize the heat coming from him as he manhandles me and has his way with me.
And I know he would have a really good firm grip because he's got strong looking hands, and I'm sure he's got stamina too. Although, I guess you can't always be sure with these really thick guys. More about heavy lifting than they are about the long game. But, I guess I just spend the rest of my grocery trip thinking about how delightfully naughty it would be to be roughed up by him and have him dig his fingers into me, deep, firm, and have him twist and pull my body and put me the way he wants me, and then he fucks the shit out of me. And, I definitely forgot to pick up milk. I forgot to pick up sandwich meat. And I had to pick up a massive bar of chocolate to satisfy myself in a different kind of way. I don't even know how much it all rang up to. My brain was so busy trying to remind myself I'm in a public place. You shouldn't be this hot. You can't just be like this when there's other people around. You have to keep yourself under control, girl. And I do. Barely. And I wring my stuff out and get it all piled into the car. And then when I'm in the car, I have to take a moment to consider, do I take care of this ache right now, or do I wait until I get home and can focus more? And then I see him walking out of the liquor store across the parking lot, and I'm reminded again just of how exciting it would be to have him just pick me up and fuck me against the wall, like the world's ending and it's the last chance we have. So I tell myself that the next place I drive to, I will park further from the door and take care of myself quickly before I go in, because I still have some things to do. I'm a bit of a crafter, so it's been a long while since I've been out of the house. I come back to pandemic. I don't want to get sick. I am extremely fortunate I didn't have to leave the house that much, so it's been a hot minute since I've been to the craft store. And it's a little bit like a kid in a candy shop. I'm thinking of buying shit that I don't even have a plan for. It just looks fun and shiny, and I want it. And I remind myself that there will always be a craft store, and we don't have to get all the shiny things, but we can certainly pick up a couple new balls of yarn to make into some presents for our friends. So when we see them again, we can have something to give them. We can fill up some of our time with keeping our hands busy. And it's in the yarn aisle that I see a guy who I think is there with his girlfriend. I'm not really that focused on her. I'm not interested in approaching him, but I can't help but notice how he's a little bit of a thicker guy, and he seems to have this really good laugh. And the way he's treating his girlfriend, he just seems so attentive to her and so into what she's talking about. I'm not even paying attention to what she's talking about, but he has this really warm, easy smile, and his eyes look like they could get really wicked. And all I can think about is how if I were to wrap my legs around him, there'd be so much to squeeze onto. And how wonderful he would be to cuddle with. And how I just want to treat him like a big pillow that I can grind against and get off on and abuse a little bit and maybe leave a bit dirty. Like, I guess we could put a new pillowcase on it, but I don't know. He's got a face that tells me he probably is good at eating pussy, and the idea of sitting on his face really forces me to leave the aisle, to be honest. I feel this really weird jolt of guilt as I think, God damn it, he's there with his fucking girlfriend. Keep yourself under control, girl. And I have to think about how I haven't been this cock hungry since I was 17. And I was desperate for anything. And if a man so much as breathed near me, I could have an entire lifetime with him riding his cock and letting him do whatever he wants to me, really. It's, well, how much time do you have? And it really strikes me as painfully odd. What the fuck's going on with me today? I wander the craft store a bit more, and every time I accidentally trip over this couple and this thick, bearish-looking guy that just looks like a piece of meat to me, I feel my cheeks heat up in a really hard way. And I'm really glad that I'm still wearing a mask, because COVID. Lucky for me, he doesn't ever seem to really glance over at me, otherwise I don't even fucking know how things would go. At the till, there's this kind of skinnier, younger, fresh out of university, this is my in-between job kind of guy. And he's just clean cut, kind of an average looking dude, I guess. That sounds so derogatory, but he's just a almost model-esque. You know, in that real person way, though. It's probably part of a frat, but like one that's invested in doing community work. He's wearing a button-down shirt, which you don't see super often in retail, and he's wearing nice pants, so I have to assume he's a good dresser, and that's a good start. It just leaves me thinking about how long would it take for me to undo all of those buttons? And if I could bite at him a bit as I work my way down his chest and leave marks all over him so other people know he belongs to me, and then get those fucking pants off and just worship the fuck out of his cock right there in the retail aisle. Maybe he'll give me a coupon or something, you know? And he just has that vibe where I bet he's really naughty in the bedroom. I bet he likes to tie a girl up and tease the shit out of her with a vibrator and then fuck the shit out of her until she's begging for him to stop. And I'm not even thinking anymore about how my face looks or how stupid my eyes look when they're glazed over like this. I'm trapped a little bit in the idea that fantasy and the fantasy of the sensation of just riding on his cock really hard, letting him fill me up deep. And I just wish I could know how his hands feel on me. And then he's telling me how much my purchases are worth, and I am completely missing that number too. And he's handing me a bag and wishing me a good day, and I just say, something stupid, you know? I don't even really remember. I was too busy being dumb over the dick. And I wish I could say that's the end of it, but then I had to go to the hardware store for some hooks for my plants, and the number of tempting pieces of dick that were there. I'm not usually one for the older guys, to be completely honest. That's not necessarily true, but there's a certain kind of older guy that you, when you look at him, you know that he's worked hard and he's down to earth, and he could build you a bed frame if you ask for it, and he'll tie you down to it if you ask for it, and he'll make you call him daddy. And all I can think about is how badly I just want to be moaning for my daddy and asking him to fuck me harder. Just want you to fuck me harder, daddy. And I force myself to leave. I literally cannot think right now. I need to get home, clear my mind. The entire drive home is a horrible distraction. It literally, every time I see a man, I am filled with a deep desire to suck his cock or ride his cock or let him slap me around or be sweet to me or lick whipped cream off my tits and I just keep thinking about how every one of these men might want to do something entirely different to me and how I would love for all of them to have their way with me, bend me over, just destroy me with their dick. And then they could build me back up with their dick. And then just knock me right back down. I am so trapped in the idea of wanting to never stop being on a cock in some way. And it's become enough of a problem that I just ran a red light. Probably gonna get a ticket for that. Are you fucking kidding me? When I get home, I barely get the groceries in the fridge. Just the ones that really need to be refrigerated. The ice cream that I managed to remember to get. It's just, I painfully needed to get to my collection of pleasure items. And
I'm not gonna lie, I found myself playing with myself for a couple hours thinking about the different men that I saw and the different vibes I got from them and how all of them might want to fuck me and how all of them would use me. And how fucking hot that would be. And I took a break, had a glass of wine, gave myself a bath, and did it again before bedtime. I still have to go back for my second dose of the vaccine. I've been doing some research, and I guess this is a very rare side effect. The fact of the matter is, we're probably really lucky I didn't just grab somebody and insist they fuck me right there in the middle of Home Depot. I mean, not Home Depot. At the same time, it would have been so good. Hey guys. I legitimately did get my first dose of the vaccination today, and, feeling fucking great. Besides a little tired and a bit warm. Get vaccinated. It's cool, and it makes me want to suck your dick even more. Okay, have a good one. Thank you. Bye.